Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 722. The Dutchtown neighborhood in South St. Louis has a number of abandoned properties and a high crime rate, but it also has the attention of community development groups and nonprofits working to turn the neighborhood around. The most ambitious and transformative plan Dutchtown has seen in a long time is ready to go.
Rise Community Development announcing a huge project that they are undergoing, the Marquette Homes Project. Mark Stroker is the Director of Real Estate Development for Rise. Tell me a little bit more about what this project entails.
This project is going to be catalytic for the neighborhood. It is 60 units of a combination of infill, new construction, and historic rehab. About half and half, tilts a little bit more towards the historic rehab. About $16.5 million in total development, over $14 million in construction. It's a project we've been working on for a long, long time. It's taken a number of application cycles with our state's housing finance agency to get funded, but it is really going to be transformative for the neighborhood.
Are you doing this as you said, catalytic for the neighborhood? Is this a for-profit venture, or what do you see as the outcome of this?
So Rise is at our core, we are a community development organization. And so real estate is frequently a part of kind of what we do. It's often part of the overall strategy. But really what we seek to do is to create more vibrant, stronger, more resilient, more equitable, and diverse neighborhoods. And to the extent real estate development can sort of further that goal, that's what Rise is all about. Rise is a not-for-profit. We've been around for a little over 20 years. And so the idea is to work with partners in the neighborhood, organizations like the Dutchtown Development Corporation and Lutheran Development Group, our partner in this particular project, to help kind of move neighborhoods along to sort of meet some of those goals I mentioned earlier.
Are you hoping to turn these properties into affordable housing, or what is the ultimate goal?
Yeah, I probably should have started there, Debbie. All of these homes will be affordable. Two families initially earning at or below 60% of the area median, sort of based on their family size. What we've seen that do in other projects that we've developed in other neighborhoods, so going back to some prior projects with similar profile in Fox Park and Tower Grove East and then in Gravelly Park, is to catalyze further development. There's a little bit of mixed-use space on Merrimack. There's a building that's been of particular interest to the people that live in Dutchtown and city stakeholders on Merrimack, 3305 Merrimack, and that is kind of the crown jewel of the project, and we really hope that and some of the other historic rehab will help to both stabilize the neighborhood and encourage further development.
How is it working with the city on projects like this? Are they encouraging of rehab projects? Because this is a major undertaking by Rise.
They are. They could not. I will say, in all honesty, that this project doesn't get done without the cooperation of the mayor's office, Mayor Tashara Jones, and the folks at the city's Community Development Administration. They really kind of went to bat for us on this project in particular, just working through the rules and knowing the program. But in terms of cooperation and support, could not ask for more. In particular, Alderwoman Kara Spencer and Alderman Shane Cohn have been champions of this project for the 5 years that we've been trying to get it funded.
I've been doing some volunteer work in Dutchtown myself, just a couple of houses on a block. that are redone can really be transformative. Are you finding that in the neighborhoods that you're working in as well?
We do. And so I've been doing this for about 30 years, and it was the very first thing I noticed. So, you know, when you develop affordable housing, the idea is to provide that resource for families you know, might not otherwise have at least decent, safe, affordable housing. They might have something, but it's certainly not anything that sort of provides dignity and stability. But really, the greatest byproduct, going back to the very first project I did in 1995, was to watch a market, a real estate market that really didn't exist, emerge and then eventually become very stable. So you see that. Particularly you see that when you make kind of a deliberate decision about which buildings you're going to try to tackle first. And state the obvious, we look for buildings that are on prominent corners. We try to tackle issues on streets that seem to have either high vacancy or have some other challenges. And you do see that. You do see sort of the kind of the effect of developing a property and what it sort of bodes for the future.
Well, it's a very ambitious and much needed project, so keep us posted as the progress goes along. Mark Stroker is the Director of Real Estate Development for Rise Community Development. Thank you so much for telling us more about the Marquette Homes project.
No, thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much for your interest in our work.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.